a stand, take a stand. Letting you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. If you missed the show yesterday, you missed a corker of a one. We had a chat to a local legend by the name of Martin Evans. Now, the story behind this bloke is just getting bigger and better, and so many people getting involved to show their support for this bloke is absolutely incredible to see. Those really heartfelt moments that touch you deep inside. Now, the story behind this, he went down to East Shores where he does his exercise down there. He walks up and down the stairs to the Auckland Point Lookout, which is up the top there. He does that daily, and on his way back to his car, he was insulted by a couple of losers, we'll call them, who were, you know, insulting him for walking past. He was a bit sweaty, a bit out of breath too, but obviously that's what happens when you work out. But it's what happened next and what he did with their words that really makes him a true inspiration.
Everything they said was true. I am overweight. I was out of breath and I was sweating, but that's pretty normal when you go down to East Shores and have a walk around and go up and down the stairs. And but I didn't really care, and that made me want to do it even more again today.
Yeah, exactly. And it's good to see you using those words as the motivation to get you to do better. I mean, they're looking at you. They're trying to, you know, make their lives better for some reason by putting others down. But you can use this in your own way, your motivation to prove to them that you've got what it takes to make that change.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Just makes me want to do it even more.
And that's exactly what he's been doing, using their words, going back, pushing himself further and further to prove that he's not going to listen to what people have to say about him. He wants to do this for him, and he will succeed too. And we were talking yesterday on the show about stories of overcoming bullying, if you had been in the same situation like that too. And a beautiful caller, Lauren, caught up and shared her story.
I was like overweight and I was trying to lose weight, and like I love swimming, so I used to go swimming, and I would always wear a bikini top and shorts and that.
Yeah.
And everyone would always say, oh, put clothes on, you're fat, we don't need to see it. But then in the end, they made me stronger with like bullying me. Mm-hmm. And then I've lost a lot of weight, so I've become proud of myself. In the end, it made me a stronger person, and where I am today, I couldn't have done it without them. Them motivating me even more to push myself to the limit.
Incredible to see too, and the amount of support and people coming forward sharing their stories on our Facebook page too, HotFMCQ. If you haven't done so already, jump on there, give us a like and take a look. Yesterday I made a promise to Martin that I will go down and join him for his exercise regime, and this is what happened. Martin, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very good so far. How have you been dealing with all the support that you've got so far? All over Facebook, all over the radio, people are backing you 150%.
I've been dealing with a little bit less sleep than normal. tried liking all the comments as I could this morning and last night on Facebook. But yeah, it's been amazing so far.
So you've got to go to work at about 2 or 3 o'clock today. You've been up since what time this morning?
6.
Well, we better get into it and get motivated. Otherwise, we are going to have you passing out at some point and we'll all just fall asleep somewhere.
Yeah, I'll just curl up one of the stairs and have a nap first.
Sounds like a plan. What do you reckon we jump into it, guys?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, so we've just finished the East Shores stair climb. We've also gone for a walk around the whole of East Shores, which is excellent because now the heart is officially kicking. And Martin, you do this every day?
Every day, around the same time.
And if anyone wants to come down and join you, is that invitation still open?
Yeah, of course, definitely.
Excellent. So you've taken this on board. All the support that you've got so far over the past couple of days, it's going to be incredible to see. Will this make you continue doing what you're going to do?
Of course. Yeah, I'm not going to stop.
No, you're an absolute legend and an inspiration too. Thank you so much for letting me come down and share this exercise with you.
Thanks for coming down. It's been great.
An amazing bloke he really is too. Does that about 11 o'clock each day too. So if you're in the market for a bit of a run or a walking around, buddy, go join him. Go meet him. Shake his hand. He is an absolute legend. And I've been saying it all morning, a true inspiration, inspiring people to get off their behinds and get back into the fitness. And on the way next, I'll share with you one story of a local lady who was touched by his story too. And this bloke really is a true inspiration. You see all of these comments coming through all over social media, all over the radio too as well, about how he's changing people's lives by telling and sharing his story. And if you don't believe me, take a listen to Rosie from Barney Point Butchers in Gladstone. Joined by the wonderful Rosie, who's come down here today in support of Martin. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, what brought you down here to come and get your boots on again, like you were saying you haven't worn them for a while?
Martin's inspiration on Facebook. When I seen his post, I went, that's it, it's time to get my boots on and do it with him.
Yeah, and it sucks that, you know, people can say those horrible things to ruin their day. If you had the chance to see him, what would you say to them?
I would tell them to pull their head in, look at what he's doing. Hey, you're sitting there smoking and drinking. He's more inspired than what you are.
And any advice for those who may be in a similar situation?
Put your boots on, come down and join us. Martin does it 11 o'clock every day. If he can, we can.
There you have it. True inspiration this bloke is. Martin Evans, absolute legend. There needs to be more people like him in this world.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Yeah.